Peterson presents The True Adventures of Junior G-Men.
The Junior G-Men are on the air, speeding to your homes, ready for action.
Stand by. All Junior G-Men, stand by. Stand by for thrilling details of attempted train wreck. Junior G-Men, stand by for report of Junior G-Men Mickey Walsh concerning
the attempted train wreck.
Report number 195 as given by Mickey Walsh, Junior G-Men of Baldwin, New Jersey.
My dad's an engineer on the railroad. Most of the time he has a run that passes a curve about a mile from where we live. A couple of weeks ago, Mom, Dad, and I were having breakfast together.
Mother, these griddle cakes are swell.
You bet they are, Dad. Come on, Mother, have some yourself.
No, thanks, Mickey. I've had plenty. You two finish them up.
Gee, that'll be easy, won't it, Dad?
I'll say. Come on, son. What do you say? Let's divide these equally. Two for you and two for me.
Right. Thanks, Dad.
Hand me that syrup, will you, Mother?
Here you are, John.
Thanks. Can I give you anything, Mother?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps another piece of toast. I really shouldn't, but this bread makes such grand toast, I just can't resist.
Here you are. Nice piece of golden brown toast.
Thank you, John.
What time will you be passing the curve, Dad?
Oh, about 5:23, I guess.
Gee, that's swell. Then I can come down and wave to you.
Oh, you sure can. That is, if your mother doesn't need you.
You think you'll be needing me, Mom?
Oh, I don't think so, Mickey. But you must promise me that you won't go too near the tracks.
Oh, I'll be careful, Mom. Very careful.
Why, of course he will, Mother. After all, he's getting to be a pretty big boy now.
Sure I am. And besides, I'm a junior G-man. And junior G-men are supposed to always exercise care.
There, you see that, Mother? Now, don't worry. Mickey'll take care of himself, won't you, son?
Sure, Dad.
Oh, by the way, I hear the railroad company is thinking of eliminating that curve.
Oh, I wish they would. I'm always so worried when I know you've got that wrong, John.
No, Mother. I haven't had an accident yet, have I?
Oh, John. John, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, why not?
Because it's bad luck.
Bad luck? Nonsense. Don't tell me you're superstitious.
I am, John. Terribly superstitious. I won't have a minute's peace today. At least not until you get home.
Well, that's good. Superstitious, eh? My next thing I know, you'll tell me you believe in ghosts.
Well, you needn't laugh at me. It's not very pleasant to spend the whole day worrying.
Oh, now don't worry, Mother. I'll be okay, won't I, Mickey?
Gee, I hope so, Dad.
You hope so? Don't tell me you're superstitious, too.
No. No, I'm not superstitious, Dad, but I just happen to think...
There, Mother. You see what you've done? You frightened Mickey.
No, you haven't, Mom. Honest, you haven't. Just made me think a little, that's all.
Made you think so? Of what?
Well, Gee, Dad, I'd better not tell in front of Mom.
Mickey, what is it?
Should I tell Dad?
Always do as your mother says, Mickey.
Yes, sir.
Now, what was it you were thinking of, Mickey?
Well, Gee, Mom, it won't make you more nervous, will it?
No, of course not. But for heaven's sakes, Mickey, what was it?
Well, I just happened to remember that...
Yes?
Remember that ladder you left in the alley, Dad? You know, the ladder you used while you were painting?
Yes, well, what about it?
Well, I walked under it.
You what?
I walked under the ladder.
And that's what you were so worried about?
That's right, Dad.
Did you hear that, Mother? Did you hear that?
I did, all right. I'm certainly relieved. I thought he committed a murder or something.
Why, me too. Hey, Mickey, don't you ever do that again. You scared me out of about 10 years' growth.
Gee, I'm sorry, Dad.
That's all right, son. After all, it's your mother's fault for putting such foolish ideas in your head.
But maybe Mom's right, Dad. Maybe these superstitions do mean something.
They don't, Mickey. Not really. Now, don't worry, son. Nothing will come of them.
That's better. I was just beginning... Oh, say, look at that time, will you? I've got to run.
Gee, so must I, Dad, or I'll be late for school.
Well, you can come with me. I'll drive you over in the car.
Gee, that'll be swell, Dad.
Well, come on, then. Hurry up.
I'm all ready, Dad. So long, Mom.
Goodbye, Mickey. You come straight home after school. I won't let you go down to the curve.
Okay, Mom.
Bye, Mother. See you tonight.
I hope so, John.
Now, no worrying.
All right, John. No worrying. Take care of yourself.
Sure thing. So long.
So long.
Better hurry, Dad.
Yeah, I'm hurrying.
Well, here we are.
So long, Mom.
So long, son. Bye, John.
Bye, Mother. See you tonight.
Gee, Dad, the old bus is running pretty good, isn't it?
It sure is. Well, it ought to after that overhaul, John.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Dad.
Yeah, son.
Do you suppose there's anything to these superstitions?
Why, I... No, of course not. Forget it. Don't think about it anymore.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, look, there's old Tom Bendix. Poor devil.
What's the matter with him, Dad?
Oh, I don't know, son. Little touched in the head, I guess.
Well, what made him that way?
I don't know. So many stories about old Tom. No one knows which of them is true.
Wasn't his wife killed by a train at the crossing down by the curb?
Yeah, that's right.
You suppose that had anything to do with the funny way he acts?
Well, that's one of the stories, son.
Gee, that must have been kind of tough on him.
Yes, I guess it was, Mickey. Well, there's your school.
Well, thanks, Dad.
That's all right, son. Hop out.
Yep. See you tonight, Dad.
Sure thing. Maybe we'll go to a picture.
Gee, honest, Dad?
Well, we'll see. So long, son.
I'll be down at the curb, Dad.
Okay, see you then.
Goodbye, Dad.
Bye.
Hello, Mickey.
Oh, hello, Tommy.
Some class to you, riding to school in a car just as if you...
Gee, look. What's the matter? A black cat just passed in front of my dad's car. Just ran right across his path.
Gee, that's a sign of...
Yeah, I know. That's a sign of the worst kind of luck. Well,
there's a school bell. Come on, let's run for it.
Yeah, come on. I'll race you to the school.
Okay.
Well, late that afternoon, Tommy and I were walking through the weeds toward the...
Hey, Mickey.
You know, Tommy, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah? Worried about what?
My dad.
What about your dad?
Well, I... Hey, Tommy, look.
Where?
Down there by the tracks, just this side of the curb.
Holy mackerel.
Railroad ties. A whole bunch of them piled across the tracks.
Yeah. Gee, who do you suppose did that?
I don't know. Wait a minute. See that man?
Yeah. He's dragging one of those ties over the tracks. Who is it?
It looks like, sure, it's old Tom Bendix.
Tom Bendix?
Yeah. Come on, we gotta get down there and take these ties off the tracks before my dad's train comes through or there'll be a wreck.
You said it.
Come on, let's run.
You bet. Come on.
Gee, I hope we can make it. We've only got about four more minutes. Hurry up.
I'm hurrying.
Hey, Tom! Tom!
Come on over. You're just in time. Just in time.
In time for what, Tom?
In time to see me get in with the railroad. Don't tell anybody, but I'm going to wreck the next train that comes through. You see those ties?
Yeah.
Well, when the train comes around the curve at top speed, do you know what'll happen?
What?
It'll jump the track, that's what. It'll jump the track. It'll go crashing down into the gully and I'll be even. I'll be even.
What do you want to get even for, Tom?
Well, they killed my wife. They killed my wife. I'll get even. I swore I would. And now, well, you just watch.
Look, Mickey. He's dragging another tie over the tracks. What are we going to do?
Gee, I don't know. I just got to warn my dad or... Hey, wait a minute. Come with me. Gee, listen. There's the train whistle. Come on, hurry up.
Where are you going?
Down the tracks a bit. Come on, hurry up.
Okay. Hey, where are you kids going? Stick around and see the fun.
We'll be back, Tom. We'll be back.
You better hurry.
Take off your sweater. Why? Because it's red, that's why. I'm going to flag the train.
Gee. Here you are.
Thanks. You stay here. I'm going to stand right out there on the track.
Gee, it better not. You can't stand right out there alongside the rails. Your dad will see you.
Sure he will. But he'll think I'm just waving at him like I said I would. No, I'm going to stand right in the path of the train. It's the only thing to do.
Hey, be careful.
I will. Don't worry.
Here she comes. Wave it, Mickey. Wave that sweater.
I am.
Gee, they're not slowing up.
better run for it. I'm staying right here. I gotta warn my dad.
Hey, Mickey.
Gee, they stuck. You did it, Mickey. You did it.
Yeah. They stopped all right. Just in time, too.
Hey, look, Mickey. Your dad's getting off the train.
Yeah. Hello, Dad!
Hey, what's the idea, son? You want to get killed?
No, sir. And I don't want to see you killed either, Dad.
What do you mean?
Well, old Tom Bendix piled a whole load of railroad ties over the tracks just around the curve.
He did?
Sure, he wanted to wreck the train.
Hey, look. Look at all the passengers getting off the train.
Hey, what's your idea of stopping so suddenly?
We'd have stopped a whole lot more suddenly if it hadn't been for this kid.
What do you mean?
Why, some nut tried to wreck the train by piling old railroad ties across the track.
No kidding.
I'll say he wasn't kidding. He meant it. They'll have to send a crew up there and have them clear the track.
Yeah, right away. Say, you're all right, kid. You've got what it takes.
I'll say he has. Haven't you, son?
Son? You mean...
Sure, he's my kid. Well, I guess we go to that movie, son. Yeah, and we'll have a soda after, too.
Well, that's all about all there is to report, except that they took poor old Tom Bendix away to the, well, to the hospital. Nobody really blamed him for what he tried to do, because he really didn't know what he was doing. Anyway, I saved my dad, and that's all that matters.
Stand by. All Junior G-men, stand by. Stand by for thrilling details concerning the next broadcast. All Junior G-men to proceed at once to points of duty. Calling Junior G-men Dick Corbett to report to Director Donald Peterson at the next meeting on this station to give detailed report concerning
discovery of gangsters' hideouts.